the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Professional studio. I am allowed to move and move paper, and I'm also allowed to get a drink of water.
That's true. I know. I try to keep things all so quiet in the background, but it's just you and I riffing on all things exciting. We're going to be talking about emotional intelligence.
You know what, Jen? It's funny. When we first started talking about this, like way, way, way back when, it actually made me think I had a class in college on emotional intelligence, and it was the textbook was from the guy, Daniel Goleman, on emotional intelligence. And the interesting thing was just that it was just such kind of a new phenomenon back then. And I love that something that's been so tried and true is so, so relevant right now. And it's so important right now. And just a side note, that's like, don't listen to that on an audiobook because he's very monotone, just so you know. But no, it's interesting because when you think about it, right, you know, with EQ and IQ, you know, IQ essentially really is only about, and I don't remember the statistics completely, but it's like 20% of life success, and emotional intelligence is the rest. So how we always say all the time, right, your IQ might get you in the door, but your EQ is going to keep you there, and that's what's going to get you promoted.
One of the things that we do know is that working with coaches is that feelings or emotions have been a part of coaching as the day is long. And it's really about understanding, especially in such an emotional year, right? So this has been the year where it's just been a little bit emotionally exhausting. The people that we've worked with, the leaders, the organizations, and the teams, it's really about helping people feel more balanced during this time. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about EQ in a nutshell, right? So basically, when we break down emotional intelligence, it's how we see ourselves, how we express ourselves, how we manage relationships, and how we deal with challenges. So with those four components, as we coach with people and we work with teams, these four elements come up again and again and again and again. Your turn.
Well, the thing is too, is that, I mean, with emotions, when you think about emotions, I mean, that's what makes you tick, right? I mean, there's overthinking that's involved, but then the emotions and the feelings are things that so many people think about kind of shying away from, but that's where you get real data. And I think one of the biggest parts of this is helping people understand that emotions are data, right? It's information to take in and understand what it is that you want to do with that information that you're getting from those emotions.
So a lot of it is about not just how does that make you feel, It's really understanding that what drives people, what propels people forward, what are people trying to avoid? When fear comes in, what kind of, I'm going to just call them negative emotions, are people trying to not experience? And as coaches, this is what our job is. It's about understanding that all emotions are relevant, are real, and are created by our thoughts. But that as coaches, what we need to do is to be able to understand is what is the message in the emotion? What is it that inspires you to go after the things that you want to go after? And you know, so many times we even say that we're working towards a goal, but really we're working towards how accomplishing that goal is actually going to make us feel.
Yeah, you know, Chen, when you were just talking, what was popping up for me was, you know, you think about emotions. I know that sounded weird, but you think about emotions, not just feeling them. But so many times what this is really about is about normalizing emotions. And how often, you know, I mean, think back when you're a kid, right? Well, don't cry, I'll give you something to cry about. And those kind of things, like people try to talk you out of emotions. Well, don't be mad, right? Don't be sad. You know, don't be this. Don't be angry. You know, well, why not? And I think that so, you know, emotions, like you just said before, the negative types of emotions tend to have people try to talk you out of them. But there's so much great data in those emotions because it's not all about rainbows and unicorns, right? Things aren't all just sunshine and happiness. And when things are going great, okay, good. Understand, what are the emotions? What are the things that are going on in your head? But when things are going a little bit sideways, especially like they have for a lot of people this year, it's about really understanding that, you know what? There's information here. There's information in these emotions, and let's take that, examine it, and figure out what's really happening.
Yep. I love it. So that's what we're going to be talking about in our next few episodes. We're actually going to break down the EQI 2.0 model to talk about what goes into emotional intelligence. The other thing, Karen, that I want people to know is that coming up on October 28th and October 29th of 2020, we're doing a free webinar series. It's called Light It Up 2020, and it's about igniting change through emotional intelligence. So if you're listening to this podcast, you're going to for sure want to jump into that call. You can register at www.kickstartyouredge.com/light it up.
Excellent. And we will light it up. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to light it up. And you're gonna learn some tools. You're gonna learn some things. You're gonna see Jen with her markers at the whiteboard. It's like magic.
We are doing a workshop style, which is super fun. It's a way to really break things down and get us out of just sitting in our Zoom rooms, so to speak. So we hope to see you there, and be sure to listen to the next episode as we talk about subscale or composite number one.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in-crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.